One of the common reactions of the people who met Jesus after his resurrection was to think that they were seeing a ghost and not Jesus risen in the flesh. Now, wouldn't you think the same thing if 2 days after watching or hearing about the crucifixion and burial of Jesus, you suddenly saw him standing in front of you? Hello, I'm Father James Kubicki, and today's Gospel at Mass shows us how Jesus proved to the apostles that he wasn't a ghost. He asked for something to eat, and then he ate the fish they gave him right in front of them. And he told them, "Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have." Notice, besides having them touch him, he also showed them his wounded hands and feet. I've always thought it odd that the risen body of Jesus still had the wounds. Shouldn't those wounds on his body have been healed? I think there are two reasons why the wounds are still there. First, they continue to be signs of his love and his victory, reminding us that Jesus suffered out of love for us and triumphed over sin and hatred and death. Secondly, the wounds are a way that people recognize him. You've probably been wounded in your life, physically, emotionally, maybe spiritually, but here you are listening to this reflection. You have survived. The risen Lord Jesus gave you the power to go on. Now, those wounds of yours can be a source of healing for others, the way Jesus' wounds were. In sharing those wounds of yours with others and showing them how you've survived, you're helping them to have faith in the power of Jesus, a faith that even death could not keep down.